that fucking Joker wear a number 99, bud?
It's our chance to make it up to Gretz, bud.
Hey, 99, you fucking loser.
Are you fucking serious, Nines?
How dare you wear that number, you piece of shit?
It's a great one's number, you fucking donkey.
You think you're Gretzky, you piece of shit?
Gretz probably smashed your mom in the 80s, bud.
I'll get the white tape out, turn those double nines into double zeros. You're a fucking nobody.
You're fucking serious, Nines.
When's best get here, bud? You're fucking hilarious.
When's McSorley get here, you fucking plug?
Suck my knob.
Fires have been started. I want you to get up right now.
You feel like any little piece of information that gets out on you will be used by the worst people on the internet.
How are you, baby? How old are you?
People should not be walking around with masks.
Russian disinformation.
Russian disinformation.
Been a fun theme this week of celebs and professional athletes, what have you, just going after smaller fish on Twitter, and then the media blowing it up and running with it. And I think part of it is because we're on the verge of riot season. Everyone's getting ready to riot. France has already kicked theirs off, like usual. France is already in full riot season swing. And so everyone's just kind of antsy and going a little crazy because it's almost warm enough to go back out and riot, but it's not quite warm enough to go up back out and riot in some of these cities. So they're basically just losing their shit all over Twitter. And because there's like no Trump or Elon Musk is even kind of, he's just doing his shit posting high memes, whatever. There's no one there to like suck up the oxygen, and people don't really know how to behave on Twitter prior to like 2015, when there was a main character every single day that you logged on. So people are losing their minds a little bit. And it just so happened that I got wrapped up in some of that, which we'll all go into. It's March 17th. Speaking of hockey and stuff we'll get into, a kind of apology for just missing yesterday. My body is not used to three hardcore training sessions and a hockey game, like all in one thing. I had a session and then a game that night, and then I had a session Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday my brain and my body had turned to mush. And I don't know if I drank enough water or what have you or whatever, but I woke up in a feeling pretty foul in ways that I had in a while. So I just, I went, so screw it. I went to a hydration bar, which I've done once in a while. I'm not completely sure I buy into it. But it felt like it kind of helped. And I kind of just took a recovery day from everything. Or at least I thought I did. I want to go into this whole Meg White controversy. Because it's telling about what our media is. It's a classic kind of Justine Sacco style story about how media, in the quest for celebrity eyeballs and celebrity endorsements and so-and-so claps back about her weight or what have you. This is one of these perfect examples about the complete BuzzFeedification of our media. But I'm going to start off, I guess, with what everyone's kind of wondering about. And it's funny because it's tied to this. Lachlan Marquet was a former Free Beacon journalist, and then he went to Axios. And I didn't even know that he left Axios. I don't even know what he's up to now. He's probably in hiding. When I was prepping to talk about this whole stupid Meg White thing, I was scrolling back on his Twitter feed, and I saw a tweet from J.J. Watt, future Hall of Famer, Houston Texans, Arizona Cardinals for a couple of years, all around, supposed a good dude face of the NFL, and of course he's got brothers that are there, and they're just kind of like the Manning family of bigger meatheads, and I saw a tweet where he was, looked like he was playing hockey, and he just did an eyeball tweet. And I was like, oh, J.J. Watt's skating. And so I saw all the gear, and then I see his helmet there, and I see the number 99 on his hockey helmet. Now, I'm fully aware J.J. Watt wore 99 for his sport. So I thought I would just put a little funny beer league tweet out there, because it looked to me like he's playing beer league. And I just said, any dude wearing 99 in beer league is just asking to get dropped. Now, before we go into his reaction and a few clips and where this is all gone, that is objectively true. There's certain things you don't do in beer league. You've never seen. Guys just don't wear 99. And that Letterkenny clip from the guys who do Shorzy as well, which is if you're a hockey person or whatever and you just love the chirping, it's a great one-season show that hopefully they're making more of. And that's what that clip is lampooning. It's lampooning like you don't wear 99 in beer league unless you're like Wayne Gretzky of beer league. But if you're that guy, also you're probably going to get dropped. You usually also don't wear 66, which is Mario Lemieux's number. There's a guy in our league who wears 68, and he gets chirped at, and that's Jaromír Jágr. So there's just certain numbers guys don't wear. 44 is borderline. 44 is Chris Pronger. 88 is borderline. I have a guy in my team that wears 88, and even when he ordered that jersey, I was kind of like, okay. So basically, there's just certain jerseys you don't really wear. And so I thought that would just be kind of a funny thing because obviously it's J.J. Watt, big, you know, Hall of Fame football player, whatever. And so I thought the joke would just be funny. Lo and behold, he didn't seem to take it that way. Nor do I think he got the reference. And so he responded to my tweet, which now has 1,300 retweets. Not great, J.J. 9.4 million views, though. He responded to me in a quote tweet that said, "Come drop me then. Let's see how that goes. I showed up to the rink and the NHL guys had invited me to play with them, had a bag of gear for me with this helmet in it. I didn't choose it. You're going to drop them to hashtag tough guy." Now, to be clear, I never insinuated that I would be the guy to drop J.J. Watt. I have guys on my team that do that for me. Although you catch a guy J.J. Watt's size with a good hip check. He's coming down on you and you're on defense. A good hip check will lay out the biggest guy on the ice. And there's nothing they can do about it. So, I thought, okay, let's just roll with this. So I posted a picture of Shorzy on his feed. And I just told him to calm down, eh? And that was the last I heard of it. And of course, his followers are jumping in my feed now for 2 days and what have you. I've seen worse. And you kind of learn to kind of roll with this. And then, like, it started coming in waves, so it started to die down a little bit. And then it got more. And then I started seeing, like, some of the other replies, and one was at Pat McAfee. And I don't watch Pat McAfee. I know who he is. I know he's, like, Aaron Rodgers guy, and he's a former punter. But I know that he has a show on YouTube, and I've watched it occasionally. And he's kind of just, he's kind of to like the farther deep end of what Barstool is. Just kind of just a total sports show guy, which I think there should be more of. Ever since ESPN kind of started exploring its feelings, that was the hole that Barstool filled. And of course, Pat McAfee fills that hole. And as a former player, he has a lot of connections. So he's kind of like Aaron Rodgers, big connection when Aaron Rodgers wants to come on and open up about his chakras or whatever vision quest he's been on lately. So when that happens, you just kind of learn to lean in and just poke the bear a little bit, as those of you who know me, I'm well aware and fond of doing. You don't apologize, because I'm not apologizing for telling a dude you don't wear 99. You just don't do it. You don't wear it on the ice, and you certainly don't wear it like in a Thursday night beer league. And it doesn't matter if you're J.J. Watt or anybody. It's just the rules, man. I don't make these rules. If I had a player try to join my team, which I'm a captain of, by the way, I wear number 14, and sometimes a couple of seasons I like 84 as well. Just 84 is an interesting number. It's a good captain's number, and it's one like nobody's worn in the NHL. It's the least worn number in the NHL, and I just kind of liked how it looked on me. So I have that one occasionally, but 14 has been my number all through kind of kid when I could have it. 18 I wore a couple times, but all through my entire hockey career, I've worn 14. And then in 2014, it took on a weird, personal, significant meaning, which I'm not going to go into, but it did. It's one of those just weird things. But like if a guy on my team came on and I was like, all right, I generally give all my guys the number they want to wear unless it's taken. And if I signed a new guy, he's like, I want to wear number 99. No. I just would let him do it. And you never see a guy wearing 99. It's just, it's not so much that it's the great one's number. It's that if you wear that number, you better be able to live up to that. And of course, beer league hockey players know, and they're not going to live up to it. And they just know you're going to get made fun of. So I just kept retweeting the letter Kenny clip that at Jarvis Best on Twitter found, which he's great. Just to show you, hey, here's the rule, here's the joke. And then last night, I went back to some of the replies of his tweet with the 99. And sure enough, there's some former NHL players in there. Jeff O'Neill, he played for the Whalers / Hurricanes for a while, and then he played for the Maple Leafs, unfortunately, and a few other teams. And he has a response right under there. You're not allowed 99 in that sport. And so there were a few others, and then I had some good ones or guys on my side going, dude wears double nines to his Thursday night game and thinks he's not going to get chirped at. And so there's some people who have fun with this, and they understand the rules, and they understand the reference, and they get all of this. And apparently JJ took this a little bit too seriously, and so did some of his followers. And then, of course, Pat McAfee's followers are in my mentions, and whatever. And that's a fun knuckle-dragging horde of beast zombies. So, you know, you just kind of learn to roll with it. Well, today, unbeknownst to me because I don't watch it, J.J. Watt was on Pat McAfee's show. And he was talking about retirement, and he was talking about some stuff. And ultimately, him playing hockey came up. Now, I'll preface this by saying I knew that J.J. Watt had skated and played hockey. It's part of his lore because he grew up in Wisconsin. And there's even clips of him out there skating around, and he can do some good footwork. Stick handling needs work. His shot accuracy needs work. He has a bit of a stank on a slap shot. But suffice to say, it looks like he can hold his own, and that to me was also part of the whole joke. Obviously, who is going to go up to a guy the size of J.J. Watt, who is like 6'8", 300 pounds, and drop him? But when you react that way, I'll lean into it, sure. So he gets asked about it today on Pat McAfee's national YouTube show. And here's the clip entirely. And it's important because, as I said, I don't, you know, who obviously thinks they could take J.J. Watt on the ice, a guy that big, whatever. But here is that part of the clip.
You are doing some shit that can get you fucked up, though. You're playing hockey. You're back in the hockey.
Yes, that can absolutely get me. It did fuck me up. I was done for 48 hours after I played last
night. Dude, that's like this, I put on like rollerblades a couple of years ago.
Sure.
Growing up, we did a lot of the blading, you know what I mean? We did a lot of blading around town. Yeah. Pittsburgh, it's a nightmare too with all the hills. Like, we're really rolling the dice every time we stepped out there, but we did it. I didn't know that this muscle here on the outside, I didn't even know it existed. I put this rollerblade on as an adult. This thing locked up as soon as I got it on. Then my calves locked up. IT band was like, nah, we ain't doing that. I lasted 4 minutes. I used to be like 3 hours. You're playing actual hockey? I couldn't eat. There's muscles you don't even know exist, right, that are getting used there?
Dude, so I grew up playing hockey, but I stopped playing hockey when I was 12.
Oh, I still is that you?
Shit.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Clap bomb, bro.
A little clapper, a little C-bar south. No big deal.
Yeah, the goalie kind of just gave it to you. It's like a movie. But, I mean, that was an absolute ripper, pal.
Bar diesel.
So these NHL guys, they got a pickup game that they play every Thursday, or some of like the newly retired NHL guys. And they called me and they were like, you want to come play with us? We heard you skate. So I have not skated in 6 years. I haven't played hockey since I was 12. But I kind of have this thing now where I'm retired, where I'm like, just say yes to stuff. See what happens.
Yes, man. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Jim Carrey.
So I show up. They have a full bag of stuff for me. We'll get into it at another time about 99, the helmet.
Can't fucking wear Wayne. It.
Drop them, yeah, dude.
Can't fucking do it.
I know Wayne O's legacy. Nobody needs to tell me about Wayne Gretzky's legacy.
Wayne O, pretty good. Wayne O, pretty good.
You don't fucking
pretty
know.
Pretty good. I think every player in the NHL could score 100 goals for the next 100 seasons and still not have as many goals as Wayne Gretzky's career.
Wayne Gretzky could actually eliminate all of his goals and still lead the NHL in points. Yeah. I found that out recently.
Mind blowing. Anyway, so I showed up, and not only do they have a hot dog roller in the locker room for post game, already rolling hot dogs, they had a full bag for me. I went out there, I played 1 hour straight. It was 4v4. Their teams were of eight, so there's only two shifts. So you're going every 45 seconds, you're flipping for 1 hour straight.
Oh my.
I could not move for 48 hours after.
Oh, really?
I was cashed out.
I play twice. Hey,
you couldn't tap out, though, huh, ever? Couldn't say.
No, you couldn't look like a bitch.
I mean, no. You're representing the NFL there, too, pal. I mean, that's a big deal, these NHL guys.
And I didn't get any warm-up. I couldn't, like, fully remember how to put the pads on and everything, so it took me 45 minutes to put everything on. So they're all out there stretching, warming up. I get out to the ice. As soon as I step on the ice, they blow the whistle. Like, all right, here we go. I was like, dude, I haven't warmed up at all. I haven't skated in 6 years. And they just said, go. So my first breakaway, I got so fucking excited that I was on a breakaway. Just fell flat on my face.
Nice. Oh, no. Hey, they knew it, though. Your brain was where you needed to be. The feet just weren't there yet. They were coming.
Feet weren't keeping up.
Yeah.
It was great, man.
How tall are you on skates? You're going to be what, like 6'8 on skates?
Probably like 6'8, yeah. Dang. Tall drink of water. Tall drink of water goes down hard. Goes down hard.
So JJ has a little bit of a sense of humor. It seems to me maybe he got the reference. Someone tweeted at him. I know people were tweeting it at him, the Letterkenny clip about it. And during that clip, they actually put his tweet challenging me up on the screen. So I listened to this, and I was like, okay. He's like, nobody needs to tell me legacy, whatever. And then I thought after hearing this, I think I could actually probably take him on the ice. He basically said he hadn't skated in 6 years, which, okay. Yeah, it takes a while to get back on the ice and your first full game. And if these are former players in the NHL, like, we're not allowed to hit in our league. That doesn't mean it still doesn't happen. But if these are former players, you got to think that these guys are probably rubbing up against each other a bit. So the contact is probably there. It's a good thing JJ didn't injure himself again. But he basically said he skated for an hour and couldn't move for 48 hours because there's muscles you use that you didn't even know you had. That's all true. Now, in fairness, for someone who's been skating for most of his life, and I've been back in a beer league or competitive or whatever for 5 years, but someone who's only been doing, you know, regular core training for 7 months, which JJ did most of his life, I can say that I've discovered muscles that I've never used. So we're kind of awash on that one. But I basically skate twice a week. And so... And my endurance is back to where it was, sort of, about, you know, when I was a little bit younger. I'm in the best shape that I've been in for most of my adult life. And in fairness, JJ's probably in the worst shape that he's been in his adult life. And if he's, like, eating shit on a breakaway and stuff like that, he probably needs some work on his skates. So I was thinking about this. While probably a end-to-end collision would probably not end well for me, I think I could probably be all right on the ice with JJ. It's one of those guys where, you know, he goes. So I have a guy on my team that's a big dude. I think he's like 6'4", 240. He's a big guy. And then he gets out on the ice, and he's not one of my best skaters. He plays roller, which is a completely different game, by the way. And guys like that, if you hit him in the right spot, they go down because they can't keep their balance. In my past game on Monday night, we played a team that doesn't belong in our league, and they basically got up on a 7-3. And they had a guy on their team who just skates the length of the ice, skates around all my guys. He's the best player on the ice. Everyone knows it. And when you're up 7-3, you don't keep doing that shit because you're going to win the game. It's a third period. And so there was a minute where he came down on me, and I did exactly what I said. What you do is you just go down, and you position yourself. And I hip-checked him. I put him into the boards. Took a penalty. There was some after-the-whistle junk, but my message to that guy is you're not going to do that. All right, we get it. You're kicking the shit out of my guys. And so I took a penalty. And yeah, there was some rough stuff and whatever, and there was some pushing back and forth, and there was some yelling. But that's the kind of player I am. When my guys get up 7-3 or whatever like that, I tell them to just don't be dicks. Don't do breakaway shots. Just dump the puck in, whatever. You're not here to do that. It's a Monday night. However, I have no problem doing that on dicks. And I think it sparked the team because we ended up losing 9-5. My guys started to kind of come back, and then they came back and they buried it, and that was it. So after hearing this clip of JJ, he doesn't sound like he's in great hockey shape. For the guy that was on Twitter chirping at me about a somewhat of a joke, it was more just shit talk than it was a joke. It's not really a joke when I mean it. You don't wear 99 in beer league. And then I actually got to wondering when I was talking with people who were in my mentions, like, holy shit. Someone was saying, did they do this on purpose to kind of clown on him a bit? NHL guys giving J.J. Watt 99 to go out and play. And they probably ribbed him over it a bit. And I thought about that. I was like, eh, I don't know. I will say this. The fucking hot dog roller in the locker room, that made me jealous. I'm going to start looking at a hot dog roller for my team and maybe have every guy just pitching for it. That's pretty fucking badass to have a hot dog roller in the locker room. So that's been my exciting 24 hours in the world of media and athletes and a little bit of chirping. What was even kind of funnier to this is Pat McAfee's Twitter feed clipped that. I took that clip right off of their feed. And the tweet says from Pat McAfee, don't be wearing 99 on the ice at JJ Watt. Also, learn the references before the boring I'm retired roid rage kicks in, guys. Seriously, though, don't wear 99. Been listening to the Versus Media podcast, free member version. To get the rest of the podcast, additional segments, as well as comments, questions answered on the podcast as part of the community, please consider joining one of my three subscriber tiers. There's a monthly, then there's a yearly, and then there's a founding tier as well, which I will participate in chats with members weekly and offer some other perks. You're always, of course, welcome to stay a free member here, and there's, of course, no obligation to subscribe. But you should, because that's where all the fun actually happens. This is the Versus Media podcast on Substack, and as usual, don't ever talk to journalists.